crisis.
Frankly, we do not have a Greek problem. We have a European problem. We do not even have a debt crisis. We do not have a financial crisis. We have a political and institutional crisis. Because there, and you'll be surprised to find that I agree with you, the big mistake we made at the start is creating a monetary union without a political union. It's like having the dollar zone without a government in Washington. That's essentially what we've created. And I disagree with you if you say that things went well. I think it is fairly dramatic that for the last year and a half, the political leaders of the Eurozone and wider Europe have been unable and unwilling to take decisions. I mean, can you imagine the kind of debate that we're having? I refer to the deaths in the U.S. as bad, if not worse, as in Europe. California, a much bigger economy than Greece, has been on the verge of bankruptcy for years. And yet, I do not hear anybody calling the Californians names and saying that they're lazy and it's their culture and we should kick them out of the dollar zone. That is the difference. People have confidence in the dollar because they know that there is a government behind it. In Europe, people do not have confidence. The markets are testing our political will, and that is what we will have to prove.
I'm not saying things are going well. And so